Shmaitza Shir, Thursday night, Yud Ches Adar Beis. We're in the middle of Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Vav. It starts with the Noita Behudas Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam holds that a Ptuadaka, well, first of all, Ptuadaka cannot marry a Yisraelis, okay? He can marry a Georis. Gioris could marry him. The Gioris is not called Kal Hashem. The Gioris is not called Kal Hashem. That's how we paskin. Interestingly enough, the Rama paskins that a Ptuadaka Koyan. Well, the Rama paskins a Ptuadaka cannot marry a Mamzeris. But interestingly enough, he says a Ptuadaka Koyan could marry a Gioris, meaning there's something lacking in his Kedushas Kahuna. That in itself, really, based on what we learned yesterday, should constitute, in our minds, a logical problem. Because if he's also in a Mamzeres, it really means that the problem with a Ptuadaka, the way the Shmaitz himself explained, it's Machlekes HaMoirim in Yerushalmi, but if we paskin he's also in a Mamzeres, that means his Psul is not called a Psul Mishpachti, a Psul Yichus, but it's a psul aguf. He has something wrong with him, but it's not it's not a din in mishpacha and yichus. If that's the case, why would it affect a kohen's kedushas kahuna and say that he's any less of a kohen?
Because a coin, we see by a coin, for example, a physical movement of a psul for a vote of a coin. In other words, the klal, the kahuna, yichas of course, but the matzah.
Adarabba, mamash adarabba, I'm sorry. Mamash, it's a raya fakert. Because you see, a coin with a movement is a full fledged coin, and he can eat kochim, and he can't be metami lamesim. And he's a kohen, he can't marry a grusha, he's a kohen l'chol dover. He can't do the avodah.
Okay, so we see, kahuna is definitely a more stringent, and they can't marry a divorcee?
Right, Adarabba, you see from there that a mum is a technical, that the mum only disqualifies him from doing avodah in the basement, but he's a full-fledged kohen.
In other words, it's more sensitive than a regular Jew's pedigree.
No. Adarabba, you see that if he's only possible to do avodas, you see his pedigree is taken not affected.
But it's usher on people that Jews can marry. Can't marry a Psula.
And a Psuladaka is the same. That's the question. If a Psuladaka is not a Psul Yichus, if it's not a pedigree thing, but if it's not a pedigree thing, so Mehechi Tesi to a Koyan, it affects his Kahuna.
Because Kahuna pedigree and Yisrael pedigree are two different types of pedigree.
Okay, where'd the Rambam get it from? Mechitesi. Where'd the Rambam get it from? Okay, we'll be learning about that. Mitzvah Shem. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it's not Stam Kedusha, because then I can say what he said. There's the Yisrael's Kedusha and there's the Kohen's Kedusha. My question was based on, because the Shmaitza made the dividing line very clear. If he's also in a Mamzeres, if he's Mutter in a Mamzeres, it's a pedigree issue. We're talking about Psuadaka. If he's also in a Mamzeres, so it's not a pedigree issue. So I said, if it's not a pedigree issue, then why does the Rambam say that it affects his Kahuna? So it's not, there are subtleties that we have to go into, which the Shmaitza does not address as well, because the Shmaitza ignores, so to speak, he doesn't talk about this line of the Rambam, that a Ptuadaka Koyan is allowed to marry a Gioris. Would a Ptuadaka, why didn't the Rambam say a bigger Chiddush? Could he marry a Grusha? That bothers me also. If he can marry a Grusha, then the Rambam, I think, should have said it. That's like a bigger Chiddush. The bigger chiddush that he can marry a grusha. To me, the Rambam should have said also grusha. What?
Jewish.
Okay, that the Rambam just said Gioris is strange to me. Okay, we'll see.
Chacham.
Being Mahorim. What the Noida Behuda and the Beis Shmuel and others, what they attacked the Rambam for, what they shtel zuchop on the Rambam, is that the Rambam says, A, up to a daka is osur in a mamzer, B, is mutter in sveikas. Loigozru, since he has a problem who to marry, he has his own personal shidduch crisis, he doesn't have who to marry, so they weren't geyser on suffix, even though normally Rabbonin were geyser on a suffix mamzer, with your eyes it's mutter, but the Rabbonin were geyser on a suffix mamzer, but they weren't geyser on the Ptua Daka, so the Ptua Daka can marry a suffix mamzer. That's the Rambam. How could the Suffolk Mamza marry him? So again, you have to say that just like he can marry a Gioris, that Suffolk is Suffolk, the heter of Suffolk works both ways. Mamza Vadai Veloy Mamza Suffolk. It also works Kohol Vadai Veloy Kohol Suffolk. So the Psuadaka Lo Yavu Bekal Hashem, but the implication is he could marry the Sufik Kohol, because Kohol Vadai V'loy Kohol Sufik. So therefore he can marry, so therefore the Sveikas can marry him. Now, the Beis Shmuel's Kasha is, why? Why? The Chayra is a Beferish and Mishnah that Sveikas Bevado'on Asurin, that even though Psulei Kohol could marry Zeb Zeb, right, the Mamzer can marry the Shivcha, the Gioris, the Nesina, Vadon b'Vadon Mutter, but Vadon b'Sfeikun is also the Rabbana. So the Chorab Tzuadaka should be included in that sentence. That's the Beis Shmuel's Kash on the Rambam. It's not like a Beferish and Mishnah, that Sfeikun b'Vadon is also. And the Chorab Tzuadaka should be included in that sentence. The Noida Behuda already asked some more Lomdash Akasha. He asks, what is the logic of saying that a Psuadaka could marry a Safek Mamzeres if Mimonov Shach is some Isser here? If it's a Mamzer, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzer. And if it's a Yisraelis, the Yisraelis are not allowed to marry him. I'm talking very precisely, right? He's not allowed to marry the Mamzer, and of course the Mamzer is not allowed to marry him. But that's Mitzad Slama, he's a member of Klal Yisrael, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzer. But, and if it's a Yisrael, so the Yisrael's not, if it's a Daka and a Yisrael can't get married. That's annoying to be Yehuda's Kasha. He then says that according to the don't think that according to the Marit, we have a Teretz. The Marit said that Sofek Mamzer is Mutter to the Yisrael, Betoras Vadai. Toras Vadai, it's a chetz of Safek. She says therefore you would say that the Ptuadaka can marry a Safek Mamzer, even though the Ptuadaka can marry a Safek Mamzer, even though he's Mimonov Shach. So just like a Safek Mamzer can be married to two wives, a Mamzeres and an Israelis. So the Noda Behuda has his interpretation of the Marit, which says no, that the Marit only meant that every bia that's a Safek Isser is Mutter, even though over a span of time you have a Manav Shach, but each one is only Safek, and Safek is Mutter, but there is Vale. But when you have one bia and it all comes together, Noda Behuda seems to be saying you can't even be married to both at once. Only means you can be married to one and then the other, but here it's when it comes together, the Marit didn't say it.
Which, by the way, as my Karusa pointed out, is kind of a virtual reality, right? One beer.
I don't know.
Both of those in one beer.
Well, here in the case when the Tzedaka marries the Suffolk, is boiled the Suffolk Mamzer, so he's being. It comes together. The Suffolk Mamzer is. It's one bia, and it's Mimonov Shachaser. But the Noda Behuda doesn't even go so far. The Noda Behuda just says that it goes even further. That you can't even be married to both at once.
Oh, I thought it meant or this or that.
Okay, now. Then there's just a more technical question. The Rambam says they weren't Kaiser of Suadaka to marry a Safik Mamzer because Nebuchadnezzar, he can't marry anybody. So Loi Gozru. No, so the kasha is that the Mamzer certainly can't marry anybody, and they want Gozer. But the Mamzer can't marry the Safik Mamzer. So what's the difference? So we'll start now from.
Do you have mentioned the Risham?
No, we spoke it out before. Okay. The shaila of if a Psuadaka can marry a Mamzeris.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, we'll start with Ubisefer Beis Meir. The paragraph starts with the word Ubisefer Beis Meir. Maybe it doesn't start a paragraph. Okay. No.
It's right before the Lachin.
No.
It's going to be before the Lachin, somewhere around here.
Ubisefer Beis Meir. Beis Mem. Ubisefer Beis Meir. Ubisefer Beis Meir. Ubisefer Beis Mem. It's not Bofa Metzia, it's Beis Meir. Ubisefer Beis Meir, Reisi Shekosov, the Mishmochim, Tzuadaka, Muta Besfakis, Mishud Ben HaTaira, Vadei Osir Veloi Sofik, Elamid Rabbonon. But why did Rabbonon Aser such marriages? From the Milo also be Yuchsin, because there are many Americans who are Yuchsin, but the Psuadaka can't give birth. The Psuadaka Hoyle Banav Banei Hoyludin, he knew, well, Yosu Milo, because they don't have to worry so much that Klal Yisrael is going to get filled with Psulim or something Psulim. Very, very rational. There's just one problem. The problem is that's not what the Rambam says. Elo, the Kvar Helo Shom B'Shubas Noi Divi Huda, B'Shem Rav Echot. L'chalei gam ken kayetz, but that to say a similar type teretz. The hisigo in the Noi Divi Yehuda was doiche. What he says, because the Rambam doesn't say it. Right? There's just one problem. The Rambam doesn't say it. The hisigim aloshin Rambam shakosav hoyel v'osu lovei b'kol loigosu boi alas feikus. V'loizocha klal haitayma v'lav b'nei iludei ninu. Ayin sham b'tshuva haniskar u'bezeh tikshinami al divri beis meir. Lochay Nira.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
So how do we simply understand the Rambam?
The Shmaitz is going to say.
No, but I'm saying, we're already saying that you can't, the Rambam is not saying that.
He's not saying the Svara because he doesn't.
About the kid.
Yeah.
But the Rambam, if you take it at face value, doesn't make any sense.
Right. These are all the kashas that the Beis Meir asks on him, that the Beis Shmuel asks on him, and that the Noi Divi Yehuda asks on him.
Why couldn't it be that when the Rambam said this, since there's no reason for the Rambam to say that the reason it should be Mutter is because it's Aser, that what he was alluding to was the fact, the obvious fact, that that Tzudaka cannot have children? No? Tzudaka?
I don't know how you allude to something by saying something else.
Okay.
And besides,
like Iker Chas, I'm say.
Besides, I wanted to remind you, we're learning Shmaitz, so we're learning what the Shmaitz has to say. Let's start with the main question, I think. To me, it's like the Mon of Shachal, the Noi Divi Yehuda. Va'afilu, he's still quoting the Noi Divi Yehuda. Va'afilu l'divi muharit einu ela b'seach hazeh. Says the Shmaitza, Hamayin b'muharit yireh. If you look in the Muharit, you'll see that he does not say what the Noi Divi Yehuda says he says, but rather he says what we've been learning all along. The Sofek HaTayra Hitira b'toras Vadai v'loi b'toras Sofek. It's not, oh, it's mutter because we're assuming you're not a mamzer. No, sofik mamzer is a chepset de hetera. If you remember how Father Schmeitzer took it in the previous perek, even we were nishtaimim, because the Schmeitzer said, therefore, Safik Bechor has no Kedusha. Even on the Tzadetz of Bechor, it has no Kedusha, which is really like, whoa. But the Schmeitzer takes Marit very, very seriously. And, he says it even in a regular, good old-fashioned Safik Deraisa Lekula. That's like really, really far out. But we're talking about Safik Mamza Mutta, which is a possum. We're not talking about the Rambam's dinner, Safik Deraisa Lekula. But Al Kaponim, even that, he says, the Marit clearly says, it's Mutta B'Teres Vadai, the Levi Mutta B'Mamzeres Uvi Yisraelis. I don't know. I want to talk about it.
Okay.
I think that the Rambam is still Shver. I'm not convinced that this is a Teretz. Why? Let's see the Shmaita. Let him finish the sentence and we'll see. Im kemen ha-Torah mutter b'su'adaka b'sveikas. Why? Dimi mamzeres hare mamzer sofek ha-Torah hitira dichsiv mamzer vaday ha-sofek yavo. So the b'su'adaka can marry the mamzeres mitza'ai of b'su'adaka zasar in a mamzeres. He's a full-fledged Jew of b'su'adaka. He has to put on tefillin. He has to keep Shabbos. He's not going to marry a mamzer. Okay, but he can marry a Suffolk mamzer. But if she's the Israelis, he's also Asur and her, because then he's the Chetzer de Isura, the Psuadaka. But then the Israelis, the Shemaita says the other way, Kivan the Bein and Kohol Vadai, remember there's two drashas. There's Mamzer Vadai Veloy Mamzer Suffolk, and then there's the Mamzer can't come into Kohol, but the Vadai Mamzer could marry a Sofek Kohol. Below Kohol Sofek. Him can't Kohol Sofek at Torah Hitira. So here the Psuadaka, see what the Shemaitzer says. The Hakol B'Torah Vadai, the Philotarta de Sasre, Ben Chilik Ben B'Vasachas Ben B'Zeach Erzeh, Kivan the B'Torah Vadai, Kivan the B'Torah Vadai, Dere Tov Loi B'Torah Sofek. We have to talk about this. First of all, the Shmaitzel L'Chaira says something that's not really necessary, and I see this Sefer asks it also on the bottom. You have to keep the picture in mind.
On the bottom. Oh, okay.
He asks the following question. Yes. And I'm only saying over the Kasha just as a way of keeping Cheshbon. I'm not going to try to answer it. He just, the Shmaitzel L'Chaira only had to say, you have a Psuadaka marrying a Sofek. So you have a Kasha Mimonavshah. So he points out that the Marit was Matir Sofik Mamzer. Psuadaka is allowed to marry a Sofik Mamzer, but there's Vadai. We don't care that it's, right? So what about the other half? That maybe she's a Yisrael and can't marry a Psuadaka? So he says that's also Kohol Vadai Veloy Kohol. Kohol. Wait, there you're talking about these. Right, so lo yovo psuadaka bekal Hashem, so kohol vadai veloy kohol sofik. And here she's a sofik mamzer. She's a sofik Israeli, but she's a sofik mamzer. So he points out here, the Shmaitzer didn't have to say both hands. The cheshbon could have been that the psuadaka can marry this lady, mitzad, and
you wouldn't have a marsha anymore.
She's a sofik mamzer, so that's mutam teres vadai. You have the problem that if it's a Yisrael, Yisrael's also a Psuadaka, so he could have said, but that's only a Sofek, and Sofek Deraisa Lekula. He didn't have to say the Gzeres HaKosov of Kol Vadai Veloy Sofek. He could have taken here of one half by saying Mamza Vadai Veloy Mamza Sofek. So Mitzad, the Issa Mamza, this Heter Gomer here, and Mitzad, the Issa Yisrael in the Psuadaka, so it's only a Sofik Yisroel, so Sofik Yisroel is the Kula.
What?
The Rambam deals. That the Rambam deals with why the Rabbanan didn't answer. The Rambam deals with that. That's the Rambam. Why didn't Rabbanan answer it?
What was the answer? What did Rambam say? That's
of course, he can't get married. We want to be nice to him because he has a shidduch crisis. Says.
But a Sofek Mamzer also the Shidduch Crisis.
Right, and that's the Beishmul's Kash on the Rambam.
Right. So that doesn't answer it to say something.
He's not coming to answer that kasha. He's coming to answer the Noin to Behuda's kasha. He's coming to answer the Noin to Behuda's kasha with a monofshach. So he's saying the Marit, according to Marit, there's no monofshach. He points out that to say there's no monofshach, you only have to take care of one half of the monofshach. You don't have to take care of both halves. Okay, maybe the Shmaitin just wrote what's true. Now, I thought about this a long time because something did not sit right with me. Because it's not a new Bria. You say, you're learning it's a new Bria. The Torah was Matah Sothing Mamza B'Torah's Vadai, but Sothing Mamza, so good. We said, it's not the Pshat, the Torah was Matah Sothing Mamza because of the Tzadat is Yisrael. But the Heftza of Sothek, let's say you'd find out it's a Mamza Vadai. So you wouldn't say it's a Bria Chadosha, you'd say it's not a Sothek. This person is not Sofek Osur. This person is Vandai Osur to him. Because if it's a Mamzer, it's Osur. And if it's a Yisrael, it's Osur. Why is it even called a Sofek Mamzer? Bishlam, if you learn Bria Chadosha, I hear. But if you don't say Bria Chadosha, which is absurd, I think. So I'm not even sure. It's deeper than Monofshach. It's not a Sofek is. It's a Sufik Mamzer, true. But L'chaira, the Heftz of Sufik Mamzer is Sufik Isser. Let's say you have a Sufik Mamzer. Here you have a Sufik Mamzer, but it's Osser. Because either way, it's also like, why is, when the Torah was Matir Sufik Mamzer, L'chaira was Matir a Sufik Mamzer, not because of the Tzad, it's Mutter. I agree. Okay, fine. But the Heftza of Sufik Mamzer is, maybe it's Mutter, maybe it's Osir. That's the Heftza of Sufik. If you don't fit that definition, and so I found it Shlomo Zalman asks this question, and I want to see it, I want to read it inside. Says it beautifully, and I wonder if this is his kasha on the Shmaitzer.
It doesn't necessarily mean.
Va'achshav noshav lodem b'divrei kushas anoy de b'yuda. The lechayra kushyosoy atzuma ma'od. Eich shari p'tuadaka b'sofik mamzeras, sofik sheira, b'monav shechiyasur alo. Venkan sofik klal. U'mashikot l'vashav Shmaitzer. The suffix is shiny, shum da toira hitira suffix ze b'toras vadai, v'loi b'toras suffix. Ein ze yishuv. Not a real terrace if you think about it. Why? It says, I'm skipping something in the middle, wait. Suffix mamzeres l'tsuadaka, listen what he says, is vadai asuralo. Elo shelo yodanu me'ez Hashem hi asur alo. Imishum iser p'tzuadaka, imishum mamzeres b'vadai. Imishum mamzeres b'vadai shi asur min ha-toyra. Vein ze nichnas begedu sofei klal. Domimonav shach asurahi. Vim ken lo hoyu klal ashev shmaitu b'teirutzoi. The after sofei ze shayni. Vareu heter vadai mikomokom hainu davka hecha de cholachas b'fnei atzmo sofeku u'machmas ha-sofek naser ke heter vadai avaloi besu she'en oleo shum sofek v'yasur lo vadai elash lo yodanu me'ez Hashem v'yasur lo v'yemkei me'ez atam natir lo v'tzorechir z'shlom z'alman. I want to say that the Shmaitz is right. I was thinking about it some more, and I think something I said before, but someone said, what's the difference? The Baruch Hashem, I think this is the difference.
Could you ever explain the kasha of Shlomo Zalman for a minute?
I can only say what he says. He says, he compares it, let's say I have a piece of meat. Sofik Chaza, Sofik Nevela. So you're not going to say Sofik Deraisa Lakula, even if you'll say a Svara that Sofik is Kvadai. This piece of meat is awesome. There's no Sofik. Your Sofik is Machmas Wat Shem. So who says that's called Sofik?
It's not even a Sofik, really. It's just a problem.
Exactly.
It's a problem with paragraph of the law.
Exactly. Now, I say the Shmaitz was right. I want to tell you, and I think I think I understand why the Shmaitz is right.
It's right about what?
That it is mutter. That there is no monoshech. Why? Shlomo Zalman would be right if, remember I said, on the tzad that it's a mamzer, there's different chetzad yisuris. If Shlomo Zalman, let's say I have a piece of meat, and it's either chazer or nevela. So you say it's not a sofek because it's vaday oser. But here, on the tzad that the lady is a mamzeres, so the lady is the chetzad yisura. But she's only a Sofik Mamza. She might be a Chetzer de Hetera. But because if she's a Yisraelis, he's the Chetzer de Yisura. So it's not like you have a piece of meat and you say, oh, it's Vaday Asur. We don't know if it's Nevela or Chazer. Here, it's true about the Bia. The Bia is Vaday Asur. And you don't know what Shem. But Lamaisa, I say the Shmaitz is right. Because al chetzer de isura, the Torah said a Sofik mamzer is not a chetzer de isura. So the lady is not a chetzer de isura. She might be a Yisraelis, but then he's the chetzer de isura, and he's also not a. So he's a, and he's a vaday psua daka, but it might not be usur to her because she's only a Sofik Yisraelis. Yeah, but that's. The answer to Mimonoshach, but the Shlomo Zalman took it now to a higher level. You know, the Yehuda asked Mimonoshach. I say the Shmaitzer said there's no Monoshach if it's Vaday Heter. The Shmaitzer said that Shlomo Zalman is saying we're deeper here. It's not that it's a Monoshach. It's not a Sofek Isser. It's a Vaday Isser. It's Vaday Isser. You just don't know what. It's like deeper than Monavshach. I think if I had to say over as Shlomo Zalman, that's how I would say it over. It's deeper than Monavshach. It's not a Sofek Isser. So I'm saying, yes, it is, because it's a Sofek Mamzer, and that's if she is a Chetzer de Isura, so there's a Sofek Isser. And I'm going with the Marit, the Shmaitzer's interpretation of Marit. There's no such thing. A Sofik Mamzer is a Vaday not Chetzer de Isura. So this thing is not a Chetzer de Isura. But if she's a Yisraeli, she's also Osir. But she's not the Chetzer de Isura. The Psua Daka is a Chetzer de Isura. So it's like saying, so I don't know, I have to think of a story. Like, I can't do a certain Pa'ula.
What's the relationship?
I can't do a certain pool of. In other words, if Sofek Mamzer is Mutter B'Toras Vaday, it's deeper than just you ought to be boiled a Sofek Mamzer. It's that a Sofek Mamzer is not a Sofek Chetzer de Isura. It's Bechlal a Chetzer de Hetera. That you could still say here. Just because on the Tzad of Yisraelis, so the Bia is also Osir. But not Mitzad the Yisraelis, she's fine. It's the Psua Daka that's a problem. In other words, Rishon Zalman's right if you're looking at the Maisa Isser. But I don't, why should you look at that? The Chetzer de Isura. So the Sofek Mamzer is not a Sofek Chetzer de Isura. It's a Vaday Chetzer de Hetera. What do you mean Chetzer de Hetera? It's a Yisraelis. And he says, I'll marry a Psua Daka? So that's what the Shmaitzer says. Right? But a Sofei Kohol, when you darshan something, Sofei Kohol is mutter to marry a Psua Daka. It's also Xer Sakosi. A Sofei Kohol is not a Chetzer de Yisura. Suffolk calls allowed to marry a Psuva Daka. Why did the Torah say that? So I'm on the Shemaitzer side, not with the Shlomo Zalman. Because, Rav Shlomo Zalman's saying, like, if you have a Suffolk, let's say Yom Kippur's on a Sunday, and it's Bein HaShemashos. So, like, Mimonim Shach, you're not allowed to carry. And it runs, because what, it's Vaday Osir, it's not a Suffolk Osir. You don't say, well, Mitzad Yom Kippur, it's Suffolk Mutter, and Mitzad Shabbos, it's Suffolk Mutter. And Mimonim Shach, I think, he doesn't speak it out, I think he's saying it's deeper than Mimonim Shach. It's deeper than Mimonim Shach. It's either Shabbos or Yom Kippur.
What would be not deeper than Mimonim?
What?
What would be not deeper than Mimonim?
Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
He's saying, when is there a Mimonim Shach that wouldn't fall into that category?
I don't know.
They're all.
I think if Shlomo Zalman is miyuchad to Suffolk Isser, and he's saying something's Osir, now I'm thinking, I'm not even sure his whole svar is right. He's saying if something is Mimonim Shach Osir, so it's not a Suffolk Yisr, because it's Vaday Osir, you just don't know what Shem. I don't know if he's right that, excuse the expression, I don't know if he's right that that's incidental. I think there's a basic Lomdisha understanding that for something to be Osir, it's the Shem Yisr that asks it. And if you don't have a Shem Yisr here, because the Torah was not the Suffolk Mamzer, Shlomo Zalman, now I'm thinking, besides my svar, I think maybe he's wrong for another reason. He's making the Shem Isser into like incidental. And he's looking at this lady and he's saying, it's Vaday Osir.
Tachlis.
It's Vaday Osir, Tachlis. I'm saying, no, it's not true. There's no such thing. You need the Shem. You need the Shem Isser. It's the Shem Isser that asks. If an Achoso would stop being an Achoso, so she'd become Mutter. You know, like David Cohen kept saying, what happens if you find out, and I kept saying, if you find out, it's no longer a Suffolk. So Shlomo Zalman wants a Titan, it's not a Suffolk yet. But it is. But it is. We don't deal with the level of Usser Mutter. You take a deal with the level of Shem Isser. When you say, ain't this a Chalalissa, I don't know. Okay.
Starting down a path earlier of saying Suffolk has to be either Suffolk Usser or Suffolk Mutter, why can't there be just a Suffolk
Shem? Shem, yeah. Shem, right?
She's saying, what's the Nafkin?
I'm just saying there are plenty of Sveikos that are not Usser Mutter, then Dragonus or Tum Tum, like there's Suffolk man, Suffolk woman. It's not Usser Mutter necessarily, it depends on what the case is, but in general, we need a Shem for this, you know, for this being.
I was very married here with this. I remember from Bar Mitzvah Davez on Aleph. If anybody remembers it, there's a thesis about the Yorushim with the talus. Why don't you say Manavshah? He's made that he picked up the talus. So there's one saying something like me day Vaday. It came out from that thesis that Mimonavshah is not a Chepsa of Vaday. That's what I remember, that sentence in thesis. Like Mimonavshah. You have there by, if you don't know if he's the grandson or the son. So you have also a case, Mimonav Shach, he has a chelik of the Yerusha. But he's not called the Vaday, Legabi Ein Sofik Moitzu Midei Vaday. Because he doesn't know, this is Lashon Rashi, I'm quoting you, Rashi and Yevamos. He doesn't know, Me'eze Koach, Me'eze Shem, he's coming to be Yerush. So even though Mimonav Shach, he has a chelik of the Yerusha, so what if it's Monav Shach? But that's myth. That's mathematics. But if it's a different Shem, now I'm thinking it's very beautiful because it's not a Vaday. Because what is clear there is that you don't say ain't something. Can you get a moment here? You don't say ain't something moitzu midei Vaday. Oh, get a moment here.
Yes.
That's what he's
getting, right?
Yeah. I just chapped. It's Machlekes Rashi Tosis. The Machlekes Shmaitzen from the Zalman is really Machlekes Rashi Tosis. I'm not joking. you'll hear the Lashonis, you'll see it's the exact same question. I can't go through the whole case. It's a question of the grandson or the son. But listen to this Rashi in Yevam Mustaf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara rejects that it's a case of Ein Safek Moitzu Midei Vadai. The Gemara rejects that it's not a Vadai, because Eini Yodea Mikoyach Mihu Bo. Here, listen to Rashi. Loidomi lahidir am misharshi de la'el. The hasum amogab the suffik is leischia ben achosim. Suffik here means the kid. That's a suffik who his father is. He has a schia ben achosim imon of shach, because he either has a half or a quarter, a grandson or a nephew. Abiloki lechoshim vaday. The lo yoda mikoyach mihu bo lirash. Mikoyach mahu bo alayim. He doesn't know if Hashem is a brother, is a son, or a grandson. Tirish Bekunshvis, Vada Yodea Meza Koyach Uba, Vloidomi Lerom Misharshia, that even though you have a monopshach, but it's not called a Vadai, because Eini Yodea Mikoyach Mihu Ba. Taisus is chaylin, but I'm not sure why. But that, the words are like the same words. It's beautiful. You have here a case of Manav Shach. If Shlomo Zalman doesn't care, I would say, if I would quote Rashi, then we'd say the Shmaitz is right. That it's not called Vadai. Not called Vadai. Just because you have a Manav Shach doesn't make it a Vadai. It's just a Manav Shach, but it's not a Vadai. Because any day mikayach mihu ba. And I'm adding to that, especially in light of the fact that there's different chetz of the Yisuris. You can't even say, you know, on one side of the Safek, she's the chetz of the Yisura. On the other side of the Safek, he's the chetz of the Yisura. So it's not even, what? Whatever it makes. So that one says it's a Vadai Yisra, not a Safek Yisra. No, it
is.
She, why should we talk about the Bia? She is not a Vadai, she is a Vadai Heter, according to the Marit. And she has no Monav Shach. She is Vadai a Chatichat Heter.
Heter to, we got him up. Heter to what? Heter to do what? I'm not just talking about.
I don't know what you mean.
Chapter the Heter.
Right, she's
to do
the,
what? To marry.
Right.
Okay, so that's not, we don't want to say that Bia is married.
Bia, she is a chesed hetera, and he's a chesed hetera.
We don't want to say that means Bia.
So, of course it means Bia, but there's different chesed yisur. I think the Shmaitz is right. Okay, we'll pick it up from here Sunday.